Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. Follow on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. While you're there, check out Matt Derry's Lions podcast, Locked On Lions, also a part of the Locked On Network. It's August 30th, 2016, and the Pistons are still adding to their roster, signing undrafted point guard Trey Freeman from Old Dominion. Today's Locked On Pistons is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LOPISTONS gets you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. That's LOPISTONS. L-O as in Locked On Pistons. Freeman's a point guard. I think he's going to be competing in training camp with Lorenzo Brown and Ray McCallum for that final roster spot. The Pistons have 14 players with guaranteed salaries, and it's hard to see them parting with any of those guys at this point, so it looks like there's going to be one open roster spot, barring something else. Right now, there are those three players in competition for it. I wouldn't be shocked if other players join the mix. Maybe some non-point guards just to balance out training camp practices if they feel like they want to get another body in another position. But I think that spot's going to go to a point guard. The Pistons are going to start Reggie Jackson. Ish Smith will be the primary backup. And that leaves an opening for the third point guard spot. I think trying Michael Beneger there in summer league showed a little bit of promise, but I don't think you'd be quite comfortable with him there. Darren Hilliard has shown more ability off the bounce with the ball in his hands than I expected in the NBA. He could fill in some minutes at point guard, but I don't think you quite want him to be your third point guard. So I think it'll come down to Lorenzo Brown, Ray McCallum, and Trey Freeman. Freeman's the new name in the mix. I like him a decent amount. At Old Dominion, they really needed him to be a go-to scorer, and he filled that role. At the next level, he's going to have to get better as a passer. He's going to have to see the court better, set up his teammates better, and maybe he can do that. There were some spurts of that in pre-draft workouts, in pre-draft things, but he hasn't shown it. We haven't seen it. There's some reason for promise. Really, in college, his best skill was generating mid-range shots for himself off the dribble. And there's some value in that. The you know, really deep analytics blind crowd, and I don't think there are a lot of these people, but they do exist. They like things like wages of wins. That crowd, like any mid-range shot, they take in as a front to how basketball should be played if you know exactly what you're doing. That's not the case. But at the same token, the other side, which is much bigger, the people with the old school view who see the declining mid-range game as a tragedy and something going wrong with basketball, yeah, they're pretty wrong too. Mid-range shots are inefficient relative to shots at the rim, relative to three-pointers. If you can get higher efficiency shots, you should. There's a skill in getting those three-pointers and getting those shots at the rim. And so that's going to be the next step also for Trey Freeman. He was an okay-ish three-point shooter in college for his position for an NBA caliber guard. He's going to have to get a little more comfortable beyond the arc, extend his range there. I think he can do it. You know, I think he's on the right track for that, but he hasn't done that yet. At the same token, I think he can get better at getting to the rim. A lot of the mid-range shots he produces are by breaking down defenders on the perimeter beyond the three-point arc and getting a couple steps inside and then pulling up for jumpers. He's obviously comfortable with that right now, getting all the way to the rim. We haven't quite seen. When he does get there, he can draw some fouls. He does finish pretty well. Like, there's some encouraging signs, but he's not there yet. For an undrafted free agent, though, to have those tools, to have those skills, you know, to work with, that's something to like. And this is what I think gets lost with some of these hardcore statistics people. And again, not a lot of them. I'm not demonizing people who use statistics. I use statistics a lot. I think they're very important for player evaluations. But there are some people who are just like, he shoots too many mid-range shots. Like, something's wrong with him. Well, no, I think the way he gets mid-range shots, Trey Freeman, that is, lends itself to developing his game and becoming more of an all-around player and somebody who can break down defenders, who can maybe take that next step and get to the rim. Somebody who has a shooting stroke to make all these mid-range shots. Somebody who has a shooting stroke that maybe can develop to be useful beyond the arc. And that's what he's going to need to do. His problem is there's not a lot of time between now and the start of the season. We're talking about major skill development in only a couple of months. Ray McCallum has already proven himself as somebody who can hang at the NBA level. He hasn't exactly excelled, but somebody who can use his strength, break down defenders off the dribble. Like he has shown he belongs near the NBA level right now. Lorenzo Brown, similar. You know, he's definitely a plus D-League player. The next step for him is showing he belongs to be in the NBA for a little bit. And so I think the training camp competition is really going to come down to Brown and McCallum. But Trey Freeman, by signing this contract, he gets himself in the race. He's going to be in training camp. He's going to have a chance to show what he can do. Maybe he's further ahead than I think. Maybe Old Dominion just held him back because that's what they needed from him. He filled the role Old Dominion needed. Maybe he can do more. He's going to get a chance to show it. And then I guess the question is, well, okay, let's take the next step. What if he doesn't? What happens then? You know, what happens with his contract? How does all this all work? And that's something we're going to get to right after the jump. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deals for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. My favorite part about SeatGeek is the ability to sort and view tickets with the fees included. It's always a huge drag when you're trying to buy tickets to a game and you get your hopes up, you think you have a good deal, and then by the time you check out with the fees, the cost is way more than you think. Thanks to SeatGeek, you can always see tickets with the price included. You don't get your hopes up for tickets that are going to be out of your price range, and you find a good deal. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons. LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons today. So Trey Freeman's contract, you know, we haven't seen the exact structure, but according to Scotto's reporting, it has a partial guarantee. And the idea of a partial guarantee in this situation, mainly on the first level, is to get Trey Freeman to camp. And you're competing with other teams probably who are also offering a partial guarantee. I doubt the Pistons were the only team interested in getting Freeman into camp, because if they were, they wouldn't have had to give him any guarantee. Fully guaranteeing his salary, I mean, that's the next step. And yeah, sometimes a team will do that and then eat a player's contract. And that's fine. The Pistons could do that. They're well below the luxury tax. Like, that's not an issue. But if you can get him for a partial guarantee, that's what makes sense. And here's the big reason why teams want players like Trey Freeman in training camp. He is a D-League free agent. So if the Pistons waive him, teams are permitted to assign four players that they waive in the preseason, assign their D-League rights to their D-League affiliate. That player remains an NBA free agent, but his D-League rights can be assigned to their affiliate. Now, This is not every player who's waived is eligible for this. If their D-League rights are already controlled by another D-League team, you can't supersede that by bringing him to your training camp and waiving him. But Trey Freeman, undrafted free agent, this is his first pro season. He's never played in the D-League. His D-League rights are not held by anybody. So the Pistons can get a jump on that. You bring him to training camp. You waive him. You assign his D-League rights to the Grand Rapids Drive as an affiliate player. That's what it's called with those four slots where you can assign somebody's rights if you waive them. But here's the catch. Trey Freeman doesn't have to go to the D-League. His D-League, if he goes to the D-League, he'd have to play for the Grand Rapids Drive or have another D-League team trade for him. But he could go overseas. He could sit out. He could do whatever else he wants with his life. He doesn't have to go play in the D-League. The Pistons can't force him to play in that league. And if he wants to play overseas, this is not an issue where FIBA says he's already under contract. He didn't sign a contract. He just had his D-League rights assigned. So how do you get him to go to Grand Rapids when the top salary in the D-League is $25,500 for next season? I think Trey Freeman could probably earn more overseas. So maybe he just wants to stay in America. Maybe he's not comfortable going to Europe, going to Asia, going wherever else he'd have to go. And he's willing to play for $25,500 next season. That's great if that's what it takes. It often takes more. So this is what happens with players like Trey Freeman. The Pistons will include that partial guarantee to entice him to go to the D-League if they waive him. And there's no guarantee with that. You know, he could take their partial guarantee that comes in the form of an NBA contract, get cut, bank his money, and walk away and not go to the D-League. But there's usually an understanding, and it's often a little more than an understanding. It might not be in writing, but it's pretty well laid out. If we waive you, we're giving you this guarantee so you go to the D-League. And players do it. I don't know of a single example of a player crossing up a team on this where they take the partial guarantee and then go overseas to get more money. And the partial guarantee, the range can be somewhere like $25,000 to a couple hundred thousand on the high end. Now, because the Pistons never drafted Freeman, because he never spent a year overseas while allowing the Pistons to keep his rights, you know, I doubt it's going to be near the high end. And a lot of this is just going to depend on the marketplace for what teams are, other teams would be willing to pay for him. I mean, this is pretty basic capitalism here. The more teams that wanted him, the more badly they wanted him, the more the Pistons would have to cough up in this partial guarantee. But I'm pretty sure that partial guarantee is an enticement for him to go to the Grand Rapids Drive if waived. But of course, Freeman's option A is going to be to make the regular season roster and earn an NBA paycheck, which obviously will pay a lot more than the D-League, and I think he'll have a chance. He'll be competing with Ray McCallum and Lorenzo Brown, but I don't think he'll win that competition. I think he's going to end up with the Drive. For what it's worth, Ray McCallum could also be assigned to the Drive in the same way. His D-League rights are not held by anybody because he's been in the NBA since turning pro. And Lorenzo Brown's D-League rights are already held by the Drive. So I think the two losers of that competition will both end up with the Drive. I'm a little more certain of that with Freeman than McCallum, because McCallum does not have any money guaranteed. He's completely unguaranteed, so the Pistons aren't giving him an enticement to go to the D-League. He could much more likely wind up overseas, but maybe he's the guy who, once he gets through training camp, if he's waived, decides, hey, $25,500 in the U.S. is better than a magnitude of that and living overseas and away from his friends and family. It's up to him to respect either decision, but that's what the Pistons are setting themselves up for in this training camp battle and what's going to happen with the two guys who lose that training camp battle. Thanks for listening to Locked On Pistons. Today's Locked On Pistons was brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LOPISTONS will get you a $20 rebate on the first purchase. That's LOPISTONS. L-O-P-I-S-T-O-N-S. Pistons. It'll get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. In the meantime, subscribe to Locked On Pistons on iTunes and follow on Audio Boom. Thanks for listening.
Napa Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.